Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. December 29, 2021, the last episode of Spirit Connection for 2021. And I want to thank all of you for following my podcast and those who've supported us and prayed for us over the years. We really, really appreciate you all beyond words. Consider you part of our family. Enlight Connection is my ministry. DougAddison.com is my website. You know, I can't believe that the new year is here. I have a prophetic word for you right now that's going to help you to transition into this new season. So, Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens, open the word of the Lord, open up the things that we need to be able to go into this new time where we're moving beyond just surviving, but we're going to move into thriving. I pray that you would break off the spirit of despair that's on the world right now and lift us up in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the key to getting through and preparing for the new year can be found in shifting your focus. No matter how you feel right now or maybe what's going on, it's very, very important to focus on joy. I tell you, even if you don't feel like it, it's going to help you to develop the eyes to see of what the Lord's doing. You need to get a perspective that the Lord is still on his throne. He's still in charge. And he's a good God. He's in a good mood. He's not angry at you. He's not forgotten you. So the big word, that I felt a big starting for this word to help prepare you was the joy of the Lord is your strength. I've had to do this, folks. I've had to step into it, even though I didn't feel like it. Nehemiah 8:10. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's such a heavy spiritual atmosphere over the world right now. You know, it's blocking from hearing the Lord. It's blocking the flow of his blessings. Some people are operating, there's little breakthrough pockets here and there, and seasons even, and we get under a season of blessing in the midst of, but I'm in a battle. It has not been a regular thing. So the Lord spoke to me that it's time to change your mourning into joy. The key right now is the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as you do this, you will indeed break through the clouds of confusion and despair. That's the biggest one right now. It's worldwide. It's not just a few people. I've broken through it, and I've had to rise above it and stay at the stay in out of the torrents out there. It's taken me a concerted effort on a daily basis to not fall into despair. The Lord's promises are still real. And even though we've walked through a couple of years of gloomy times, the Lord is now bringing about some of the major changes, some awesome changes into the new year. And we're going to shift from surviving to thriving. But there is some things that you need to do to get there, some tactical stuff. You have to be concerted. In other words, you have to contend to get this. It's not going to be that hard, but you will need to get up and try some new things. So you can actually open yourself up to align with what God's doing by focusing on the aspects of the Lord. Love, joy, and peace. Love, joy, and peace in the midst of the storms. I had a vision. I saw the bridge into the new season, and the Lord showed me a vision of a bridge of transition that we're going to all have to take to go into the new season. The name of the bridge is Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. I saw it right on there on the side of it. It was kind of a little mini vision when I saw this. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2 talks about a season. There is a season. A time and a purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. But, you know, I tell you, as we walk through this transition, we go over to this bridge, we will first need to die to the old season. You need to die to 2020, 2021, or even beyond that. You need to die to the old season. I think it even goes further back, possibly to 2013, where there was a shift over things. And there's been a lot of old things that's been trying to hold us down. Sickness, despair, death, depression, anxiety, fear, to name a few. The Lord's not judging you at all for these things. Because if you're struggling with these or more, it's because, you know, the enemy hit us with a terrible blow. We got hit trying to stop us from what the Lord is bringing in 2022. And yeah, I tell you, this is not the end. It's the beginning of a new season. This is a beginning of a new season. New promises are here of the Lord. 2020 and 2021 was a time that the Lord used that. That wasn't from him. You know, all that violence and the sickness, the pandemic, that wasn't from the Lord. But he said, you know what? I'm going to take those things and use it for good, to prepare you for what's ahead. Use it to prune and prepare us. We've been in a season of 2 years of pruning and preparing for what the Lord is doing. And I know it might not feel like it right now, but we are actually going through this. That God is going to use everything together for good for those who love him. And he is actually bringing some major promotions and increases of authority, especially in the area of prayer and intercession. And he's releasing new power over the enemy and through the things that have overcome you. Maybe you've gotten in a cycle where you've been overcome by things, where the Lord's going to give you new power to overcome that. As we go through this bridge, you got to walk over that bridge of transition to get there. So the word of the Lord right now, do not grieve. The Lord is releasing new favor, power, anointing to break off the heavy worldwide attack of grief, despair, and death. Grief, despair, and death is hit, but I tell you, the Lord's power is greater than this. Don't focus on that stuff. I just identified it so you might be able to identify or most know someone that might be struggling. Isaiah 61, 2 and 3. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow a crown of beauty instead of ashes, oil of joy. Yeah, instead of mourning, I'm just kind of having this really a wave of a vision right now. I saw this blanket even going over people, even I'm speaking right now on this podcast. A blanket of oil of joy, and the mantle of the crown of beauty and a mantle of praise. He's going to replace this. The garment of praise is coming upon you instead of despair. Oh my goodness! Write that one down. Isaiah 61, verses 2 and 3. There's something powerful happening right now. The Lord's going to turn your mourning your mourning and despair to joy and praise, and it's going to be an activation right now. You'll get it by worshiping. And I tell you, I put songs on repeat right now. I've had to really step up and stay in this place of praise, because I am not going to be sucked down by this torrent. I don't believe it. It's false. And you need to rise above this so that you can get into the new season. So another key to get into the new season is to let go of the past season. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. The Lord's word for you is to let go of the past. Move forward into the new things, even though you might not see it yet. It's kind of like an Indiana Jones movie. Remember when he couldn't even see the bridge of transit? Yeah, the bridge was there. He had to just move forward or kick some dirt out. It was there. Hey, you know what? It's there. And the bridge of transition is the same way. We need to let go of the past and cross the Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2 bridge of transition. To everything there is a season, a time, and purpose for everything under sun. A time to be born and a time to die. And as you die to the old things, I've had to do this. I've walked through a couple of years, especially this past year. Ooh-wee. The Lord spoke to me last year. I was 61 years old. And right around Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, some stuff happened to me. And now I look back, I can see the Lord was speaking to me and says, you know what? Doug Addison, you have a call for Isaiah 61. That's a calling on my life. That's what Jesus got up and spoke to, is the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he's anointed me to preach the good news to poor, to set the captives free, you know. And last year I was 61. And he said, I'm going to prepare you for your life calling. Isaiah 61. And I've walked through a year, oh my goodness, a year of purging, pruning. So I've had to walk through the transition. I've already done it, you know, as a signs prophet. I've walked through things ahead of time sometimes. And I've had to walk through this time and this season into it. But as you die to the old things, I tell you, I'm already walking across that bridge. As you die to the old things, the Lord will indeed meet you with joy. He will birth something new in you. You're going to get new strength and encouragement. He's breaking off despair, hopelessness. He's going to bring you into this new season. We're going to walk through it together. And trust this word from a trusted prophet, me. I release the daily prophetic words. I release prophetic words of encouragement. I try to focus on the good things of the Lord, because that's the reality. The things of the world are not reality. Things on the news, those are not reality. The negative reports are not the good things. Also, even better yet, trust the word of the Lord. And the Bible is going to become a powerful roadmap for you as we go into this time. The prophetic word that I'm releasing today is biblically based. The Lord spoke to me these words, and then he filled it in and says, I want you to encourage my people. Write these Bible verses down. Listen to this podcast again and go back through it. And combine it then with listening with uplifting music, uplifted music. Like I have, several songs I keep repeating, you know, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I just keep having that on repeat. And a few others that I have on repeat right now, honestly, if you could hear it in the background, because I have it on repeat, because the Lord is using it to minister right into your soul, right into your spirit. And I really love to be able to worship. Also, if you consider communion daily, if it's possible, and fast from negativity. Here's how I want to invite you with me. Let's all join in a negativity fast as we step into the new season, cross the bridge of transition, and combine it with communion and a negativity fast from talk and thought. And eventually it'll become a lifestyle like I have, where you end up, your life becomes like the words of Jesus, where you bless and you do not curse. Bless and curse not becomes a normal thing instead of complaining, and that will close the heavens over you. But this is a time to accelerate into your new season, to break off the things of the past. And here's some Bible verse. The Bible verse to decree and pray right now. Continue doing what you need to do. In other words, press in right now. But Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2, I'm going to say it again. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the sun, a time to be born and a time to die. Ask the Lord to show you if there's anything you need to die to, but do it with joy. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So do it with joy. If you're going to fast, like I've been fasting for a couple weeks now, but I'm fasting with joy. And he's showing me things. Do not fall into the despair as he shows you these things. Bring it to the cross. Bring it to the Lord. And watch as he's going to move and break these things off. He's going to open up the presence of the Lord. Well, happy New Year to you. Lord, we pray to activate this powerful word. I pray that you would show each of us that bridge of transition. I pray right now that you would open up the heavens over us. Open your word in a new way. I pray that the spirit of joy, love, peace, joy would permeate everything about us, all the way down to the subcellular level and all the way up to everything around us. It would break the clouds of despair, break off the spirit of despair. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you have a great new year. I'm so excited. DougAnnison.com is my website. And, you know, consider donating to us. It's the end of the year. You know, I do out the daily prophetic words. We do so much. We're reaching millions of people. Just if you want to donate, go to DougAnnison.com/give. You can become a partner with us. And if you need a place to hang your spiritual hat, your virtual hat, you can have your own church and stuff. But we are actually an online church. And if you partner with us, we bring into the program, which is, you know, that partners are just giving any amount each month. We have a private website that we invite you into, specials that we normally don't talk about. But the best thing is that we have a Facebook group and a partner coach that really can pray with you every week. I mean, she's in there praying with you. Could have it becomes real. And then once a month, I do a virtual meeting over Zoom with the partners, and it is high level church. I mean, in a way, it's not church like you think, but I release prophetic, by me and my team, we release prophetic words. We do things, you know, whatever the Lord's doing. So we've been doing this for years. We are actually one of the best kept hidden secrets of an online church. If you need it, just go to DougAnnison.com/partner, become a partner with us. Also, hey, one more thing. 48-hour New Year's flash sale. It starts December 31st through January 1st. 75% off of all digital products. Just go to DougAnnison.com/store. You do need to use a coupon code, Doug2022. Well, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for the new year. I'm so excited for you. God bless you. See you next week.